Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the 12th segment in Hilchos Purim. An issue comes up on Purim in terms of malacha, in terms of being able to go to work on Purim. What's the status? So Shulchan Aruch brings down two practices, those who do malacha on Purim, those who don't do malacha on Purim. The Rama brings down that standard Ashkenazi practice is not to do malacha on Purim. What do we mean when we talk about malacha? Presumably we mean things that would be prohibited in an optimum setting on Chol HaMoed. So one could certainly drive around to deliver Shalach Manos. One could certainly run to the store to get some last minute wrapping for Shalach Manos. Obviously lights on and off, no problem at all. Most likely what we're really talking about is work. Going into the office on Purim, a child doing schoolwork on Purim, things like that. Pleasure writing on the internet, writing someone else a text message or an email, presumably would be fine. So it is considered to be the correct thing to do to not work on Purim. I would not say in our current setting here in America that it's prohibited to go to work on Purim. Many of us go to work on Chol HaMoed too, and that is more severe in halacha. But what seems to come out is that if it's at all possible, it would be a very nice thing to take Purim off of work. What's lovely in the way Purim works out this year in 5773, 2013, is it's on Sunday. So really, we don't have to go to work on Sunday. And I think maybe it's worthwhile to utilize that opportunity this year to think a little bit about how we'd like Purim to be in general. The issue of going to work or not on Purim, I think, is more than the technical halacha, though that would be enough. It's such a lovely time to be with people, particularly with our families. If you take a moment to reflect on the Shalach Manos experience this year, whether it be that you have children to bring around and deliver Shalach Manos with, whether it be you're just yourself delivering or people are bringing to you, it really is a lovely opportunity to have a stronger level of connection with others, both within our family and from beyond our family. The beautiful concept of being able to maybe reflect a little bit on Al HaNisim during Shmona Esrei and davening. Imagine if someone, Purim's a very busy day, even if you take off of work, but imagine if someone had some time to look at the Megillah a little bit over Purim, to look at some essay on Purim. It's such a powerful day on our calendar. There's so much for us to impart to our children on Purim. If at all possible, to really dedicate the day to the mitzvos of Purim and the meaning of Purim, it will be a tremendous thing. Once we touched on the feeling a little bit of Shalach Manos, I would just like to emphasize one point. We've already discussed that the concept behind Mishloach Manos is to strengthen our bonds with others. If we were to think about it, and we were to think about who we're giving Shalach Manos to over Purim, for many of us, our primary recipients are the people we're already quite close with. And the primary focus of the day, and at least in Shalach Manos, is to try to impress our friends. There's nothing wrong with impressing our friends. There's nothing wrong with showing off our artistic or creative flares. The question is that what Mishloach Manos is really all about? Imagine if each and every one of us would make it our business to reach out to someone we don't have that much to do with. It might even be nicer if it's someone who lives on our block. Maybe they're observant. Maybe they're not as observant as we are. Maybe we even had a little bit of an argument with them in shul once. It's a very powerful thing to show up at that person's door with Shalach Manos. Maybe if we could expand our lists a little bit to include some of those types of people, even if the Shalach Manos would be a little bit simpler, it's hard to say that that wouldn't be a great, great fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shalach Manos and probably a wonderful opportunity to tap into the true meaning of the day. Just something to think about. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.